Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Knucklehead runners up today. We'll talk. We'll start off with a woman who had a lot of trouble in her suitcases.
Yeah, two women stopped in at the airport, had 109 live animals between the two suitcases, involving a couple porcupines, a couple armadillos, snakes, turtles, lizards, but packing porcupines, John.
If only we knew who this guy was, he'd be our knucklehead winner, but we don't know. They haven't caught him yet. There's a guy who robbed the lemonade stand in Tacoma that the little girls were running. A 13-year-old, 10-year-old, and a couple of 6-year-old girls got their lemonade stand going over a hot weekend there and making some good money. This guy comes up and says, yeah, I need some change, reaches into their cash register and pulls 80 bucks out of there and then takes off, jumps into an SUV.
Oh, you
gone.
Need a change, all right.
Stealing from the little girls. But our 930 knucklehead winner this morning is the woman in Netherlands who tried to play dumb.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
And nobody's buying it.
From her nether regions to the Netherlands. In the nether regions of the Netherlands.
Now, this much is true. She really did not know where the smell of smoke was coming from. Nor did the fire department. She called the fire department because her apartment smelled something's burning, you know, but she couldn't trace it. And the fire department comes out and they're like, yeah, lady, we smell it too. All right, we don't see anything. We don't know what's going on. So we'll bring in our thermal imaging equipment. And so they did. And the thermal imaging equipment takes them to her nightstand. A drawer in her nightstand. A wooden box inside that drawer. The box hot to the touch. They open that box up. And inside that box is a smoldering vibrator. And according to one of the firefighters, the woman said, wow, what's that? Huh. Haven't seen that before. Yeah, that thing was on fire because it was overuse, man.
You bought those nuclear batteries. Yeah,
you can only put so many miles on these batteries or so much motion on these batteries. I don't know. But as she continued to play dumb, and they just left her with a little bit of advice and anybody else, they said, listen, these things, you know, yeah, they got batteries on them, and you can't keep them in a combustible place like a wooden box. So find something else, a fireproof something or other to put that, especially you, lady.
Yeah.
You put yours in some kind of fireproof container, and you'll be okay. Our 930 knucklehead winner today.
At the Rockfish Grill in Anacortes Brewery, where they have the Knucklehead Red pouring. You can get it by the growler, get it by the pint, and get some live music tonight. Pinchin' King and the Dependents on stage. Check out anacortesrockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew. Perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at anacortesrockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.